Hello and welcome to another episode of Slice and Dice Ecom. I'm Josh, the founder of ClickSlice, and we're joined by
Holly. I'm a senior content strategist at ClickSlice.
Welcome to the podcast, your first time on.
Yeah, it's exciting. I'm excited to be here.
Nervous?
No, not really. I've been prepping.
Awesome, cool. Well, in this episode, what we want to do is discuss what is a full funnel content approach and how it intersects with SEO, because let's be honest, a lot of brands, when they're producing content, they don't really understand what they're doing. They just said, hey, I need to post some blogs. Let's do some research. Post that. Job done. And that's not really the right way to approach it, is it? So, right. You know, in your opinion, what is full funnel content and how important is it in the world of SEO for e-com brands?
Yeah, sure. So I think that the idea of a sales funnel isn't going to be a new idea to e-com brands, right? And of course, we've got the top of the funnel, the middle of the funnel, and the bottom of the funnel. And each stage of that would be like each stage of the buyer's journey as they come down towards making a decision to purchase from you. And I think it's really important that when we are thinking about SEO, we also think about that funnel. A lot of times we think about this idea of SEO as just bringing traffic to our site and like increasing awareness. But in actual fact, SEO has much more of a role to play at all of those stages of the funnel. So that's what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, I think so. A lot of brands get stuck on that one metric, right?
Yeah.
Is my organic traffic going up? Yes, great. The brand's a success. I mean, like, you're making more sales.
Yes, for sure. Like, how many clients have we seen who actually already bringing in quite a lot of traffic when they join us, and then they're not really converting anything? It means nothing.
Exactly. So what would you say needs to change at different stages of the buying funnel in terms of content to actually turn that traffic into sales?
Right, sure. So I think content at each stage of the funnel has to answer the right questions that your buyer has at that moment. So for instance, when you're at the top of the funnel and generating top of the funnel content, you need to think that about the awareness. So your customer might not necessarily know what they're looking for at that initial stage. So they've got questions like, what is the solution to my problem? What kind of products are out there? Those are the kind of like questions that we need to answer at the top of the funnel. As we move down though, and we look more at like making that decision, we need to answer a few other questions. So that would be like the middle of the funnel, perhaps they're weighing up a couple of options. And in that sense, we need to be thinking, what makes you the best option for that brand? And then at the bottom of the best option for that customer, sorry. And then at the bottom of the funnel, we're then thinking about how to make that purchase, like what comes after, what's the logistics of that. And so for e-com, we need to be creating different sort of content that answers each of those questions at different stages. And I think that's really important.
Very well said. I think I've actually lost count of how many clients come to us and say, I sell, wireless headphones. I want to rank number one for wireless headphones. But if you look at the search intent behind that, like you just said, like, what does that person actually want? Are they looking for information? How they're made? How much they cost? The pros and cons? You know, I don't think that's actually a great term to be targeting. So like you said, you know, classifying that keyword at the right content stage and giving them the right piece of content on your website is absolutely key. And I don't know why so many brands chase it. I guess to get it from a high level perspective, right? Because the broader keywords typically have higher monthly search volumes. But in reality, like you said, if you're getting this traffic and it's not converting, it's pretty much worthless. So moving on to the next part, right, this conversation, what role does SEO play in planning the content for each stage of the funnel?
Yeah, so I think then that is actually where SEO really comes into its own. And I think a lot of people think about SEO being perhaps just, you know, how to get more traffic. And we've already touched on that, right? But in actual fact, SEO is a wealth of data that is about your customers. And that's how we can really understand what your customers are looking for when they come to us. One of the things that I think is overlooked is our keywords. And I think it's kind of ironic, right, to say keywords overlooked in content. But maybe people don't necessarily like look at the value of keywords when they're planning their content. So we think about keywords as like a metric, a to-do list, like have you got this into the headings? Okay, great, tick, tick, tick. But in actual fact, keywords show us so much more about who the customers are and what they're looking for at each stage. So in a way, SEO isn't just about driving traffic. It's also about understanding your customer on a deeper level. And I'll give you an example of this, right? Because that might be kind of like quite a vague idea to talk about. But something like if you're purchasing your headphones, for instance, and you have a general keyword like wireless headphones, how can I search for wireless headphones? For that, that's an awareness keyword, right? With a low sort of commercial intent.
Top of the funnel, right?
Yeah, it's just right at the top of the funnel. They might just be looking at like, you know, what are great wireless headphones? What are they? Whatever, right? But as you come down and you look at a little bit more, then you start to think like, okay, how much do wireless headphones cost? Do wireless headphones work when I'm recording a podcast? Do wireless... And these are the kinds of questions that are actually objections for your customers. So they're holding them back from that purchase.
100%.
So if we can then answer those questions, we can understand our customer a little bit more. We can create content that answers those questions and nurture them to that buying decision. So it's not just, I think when we look at keywords and SEO, I think content writers or people who are in that position, they're tempted to see that as a bit of a to-do list rather than an actual vital piece of data that they can use to understand their customers.
Agreed. I think once you understand that as well, you can add the right CTAs in the content. Like if someone's searching for, I don't know, are wireless headphones worth the money? And then you're trying to convince them that, yes, you actually need to buy this product. And you just quickly at the top of the content, just buy now. But like, they're not going to buy. They're not ready. So I think understanding that and classifying the keywords at the right content stage of the funnel is really, really important. So imagine someone's watching this, right? It's a brand owner. They've done the research. They say, okay, cool. I sell lawnmowers. I found all of these keywords that now apply to my brand. How can you classify what part of the content funnel the keywords sit within? Is it top of the funnel, middle of the funnel, or bottom of the funnel?
Yeah, that's a great question. So when we're looking at the top of the funnel content, that is that stage where people might not know that you're the answer to their question. And we looked at wireless headphones, but perhaps another example would be like a vitamin brand or something that like this. They might have a symptom or they might be struggling with something and then they're looking for a product that might answer that. And they don't necessarily know that your product is the answer to that. So these are these general keywords that might actually not even be relevant to the product itself. So an instance might be like, how can I get shiny hair? And you might sell vitamin B12 supplements. So these are kind of like questions that aren't necessarily mentioning the product.
Really good example.
And then another example, another, so that would be the top of the funnel, right? When we're looking then at the MoFu, sort of like the middle of the funnel, I always feel funny saying MoFu. It sounds so strange. Tofu. But yeah, so when we're looking at the MoFu kind of like keywords there, we're thinking about perhaps comparison ones. So what is the best vitamin for getting the shiny hair, or like what ways, how can I grow my hair long? These kind of questions. And then at the bottom of the funnel, we're thinking maybe about branded keywords. So that would be like buy Kerastase vitamins, or I don't know if Kerastase do that, but you know, buy these things or discount hair vitamins or these kinds of things where they've got really, people are looking to purchase something at that bottom. They know what they're looking for. They're ready to buy and they're searching specifically for that thing.
No, good. Well explained. I love your examples. You're not more creative than me. I'm like wireless headphones, lawnmower. Like,
that's it.
I'm out of ideas. No, awesome. So do you have any like examples or like successful full funnel content that improves SEO and conversions? So I think this would be really useful for brands to hear because they're probably watching this thinking, right, I know any different content for different stages of the funnel. I've got to identify keywords. I've got to map them to the right stage of the funnel. But any examples?
Right. And I think that this is where often we think about SEO content being blogs. But it's now, I think, as Google's shifts and changes and the SERPs are changing in their format and their structure, we also have to change as e-com businesses. 100%. And SEO isn't just blog content anymore. Although blogs are vital. If you're an SEO brand and you don't have a blog,
what are you doing? Literally.
Yeah, come and talk to us. But we can, yeah, I think that you're missing out on a huge opportunity there. But it's so much more than just blogs. So an example of something that in the middle of that might be a long form guide, perhaps even like a PDF or something that we could download. Perhaps that MoFu content might look like a video comparison or a video review. And then as we get down to the bottom of that, it might look like a great, well-optimized landing page. So that might not necessarily factor into your idea of this SEO, because we think of SEO as the means to channel people to that. But yeah, like a great landing page, a great product page is still vital for your search engine performance.
Agreed. So you spoke a lot about tofu, mofu, both, right? Top of the funnel, middle of the funnel, and bottom of the funnel, right? So for e-com brands watching this, they're thinking, wow, that's quite a lot to do, right? A lot of content, a lot of keywords, a lot of classification, a lot of keyword mapping. What would you say is the most important stage that a brand should focus on?
Yeah, and I think that's a great question because you want to say like all of it, you know, I think it's always vital. But I think that the most neglected content stage is the BOFU, sort of like the bottom of the funnel, that sort of content towards the bottom of the funnel.
So what we see with our clients as well, right? When they come to us initially, they've got all the blogs and information on top of the funnel, but they've got no blogs making them money. Like, yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
And I think it's because it's too hard. It's quite hard it to is, think it about is, that. Yeah. Like, so it's easy to write a blog answering a question, but it's less easy to find the balance between writing sales and promotional content of your own stuff. And I think one of the common sort of like things that brands, like a common mistake that a brand makes, is that they might really focus on their product and not provide value content, in that they like write kind of bias or maybe not true information. I'm not saying they're lying, but just like stuff that
twisting the truth a little bit.
You know, that their product is amazing. It's got no drawbacks at all. But in actual fact, like that kind of stuff hurts the business or hurts that BOFU content in the end, because it's not trustworthy. People can't rely on that, which makes it quite, I think that's why the BOFU at the bottom of the funnel content is the most important.
I agree. There's nothing wrong with highlighting flaws as well in the product, because if you try and make it sound like there's no flaws, the customer buys your product and there's a flaw they didn't know about, they're going to ask for a refund anyway. You're better off just being honest and upfront. But I think, I agree. Bottom of the funnel is the users are ready to make a purchase, right? Like, acquire that traffic, create the content, categorize it correctly, and you'll make more money. Like, that's what it comes to, right? Again, SEO is not just traffic, like you said, but too many brands just see it as, let's do SEO, let's get more traffic, let's get our keyword rankings up. But if you're not making no money, it's a complete waste of time.
Yeah. I also think there's a really heavy focus on your blog pages and your, you know, your category pages and all of this type of stuff, which is great. But also that BOFU content, that bottom of the funnel content, includes your product pages. And often we kind of like stay away from that in SEO, because, you know, you're looking for a product name that's quite difficult, perhaps that keyword really specific, and I get that. But that having people click through to your product landing page and then convert, in a way, is a metric that, you know, we really want to be tracking on like SEO.
Agreed.
Because that kind of like completion shows Google that we're the answer to those questions. And so the more people that we can get through, the better we'll perform. But having a great product page, I think these things are often like the last things that businesses do.
Yeah.
But it makes things so much harder to come to that, you know, to get great results if you've got a terrible product landing page.
Yeah. For us, it's straightforward, right? But we take it for granted because we do it day in, day out. But no, I think there you go. First episode, over-delivered. Well, you guys enjoyed that one, watch it. Right, also, if you have any questions, submit it below in the comment section, and maybe we can cover maybe any good questions, a whole other topic on it. Essentially.
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, thanks for watching. I've been Josh. That's Holly. And we look forward to seeing you in the next one.
Thank you.